Zionism. Zionism. For behind Zionism is not Jewish. Folks, it's not the Jewish people. They're being used. They're going to be sorry that they're allowing themselves to be used.
And if you're Jewish, you had better reject it. It's not about saving or preserving the state of Israel. It's about creating a one-world government and Orthodox Jews along with fundamentalist Christians, or any Christian for that matter, who will not renounce Christ as a divine incarnate of God in the flesh upon this earth. Any follower of the prophet Muhammad, anyone who will not bow down to this new religion will be destroyed. Will be destroyed.
Whomsoever believeth in me shall have everlasting life. He did not say, whomsoever is a British Israelite shall have everlasting life. He did not say, whomsoever is black shall have everlasting life. He did not say, whomsoever is a Jew shall have everlasting life. He did not say, whomsoever is an Anglo-Aryan shall have everlasting life. And you had better understand that those who are manipulating you, teaching you these lies, are heading you for a fall. For there is no master race, never was, and never will be. But it is a manipulation. It comes out of the heart of the mysteries that came from ancient Babylon and were twisted on the continent and in England to promote a hidden agenda.
If you're a child and your mother is Jewish, what are you? You're Jewish. And how are you reared? Jewish. So from the time you're a little baby, you are taught to be Jewish. Do you have a choice? No. Is Jewish a race? No. So is it true that if you're born of a Jewish mother, you're a Jew whether you want to be or not? No. You're a Jew because you're taught to be a Jew from the time you're born. Same with Catholics. If your parents are Catholic, from the time you're a little child, you're required to go to catechism. What is catechism? Brainwashing. What is teaching this little Jewish child that he's a Jew, whether he wants to be or not, and teaching him how to be a Jew all the time, his little baby, up until the time he grows up? It's brainwashing.
They're not Jews. Jew is a religion, not a race.
I agree, but
you're not listening to me. Those people who are involved in bringing about one world government do not believe in any religion. In fact, their goal is to destroy all existing religions, including the Jewish religion.
Well, the definition of a Jew is a difficult thing. Some people think it's part race, some people think it's part religion.
Excuse me. Jew is not a race, it is a religion, always has been. If Jew was a race, every Muslim and every member or follower of the Prophet Muhammad who are Semites would also be Jews, and they're not. You, sir, are uneducated.
So you'd really better wake up out there, and don't give me this stuff that it's the Jews, that it's the blacks, that it's this, it's that. It's not. It's not. Ordinary people like you and me, I don't care what their skin color is, I don't care what their religion is, are just like you and me, and all they want to do is live in peace. There are elements and organizations and people belonging to all the different ethnic groups, all of the different religions, all of the different organizations, corporations, governments, anything that you want to name belong to these secret societies. The Jews have been used as scapegoats throughout history, and one of their main weapons that they use against us is to divide us against each other so that while we're running around stabbing each other in the back, they are putting the chains on all of us. And when are you people going to realize that?
And I get people who still come to me all the time and say, Bill, you're all wrong. It's the Jews. The Jews are subverting the world. Man, it's not the Jews. It's not the Catholics. It's not the blacks. It's these men who belong to the ancient mystery schools, who meet in secret and decide the fate of the world. And they belong to all different races and all different nationalities and all different religions to the public point of view. But in secret, it's a different story.